land again a tree, and they tore the wagon all to pieces and killed a man. Mm-hmm. And now that was a real Latin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when I bought this place, a friend of place, man's own, he said there was a wagon spoke, drove up there where that man, where they found him dead.
Mm-hmm.
And it stayed there for years, so finally, I reckon, rotted his way.
Mm-hmm.
But his name, I knew his name, but I've forgotten his name.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a true, that's a true English.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He whipped his horses and made them run away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they run again, something up here, a tree again.
Mm-hmm.
Wagon tore up fishing, he was laying dead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know it. A lot of
now, some people then claim you could hear things on this hill.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I never could.
I know a lot of times I've been here, you know, you see and you hear. A lot of times colored people have these, stories. And
a lot of superstitions.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Are there many, that brings to mind, are there many colored people around here? I didn't notice.
Well, I never thought there's any superstition about me. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in haints, and I don't believe in things. Of course, they could be things that happen,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that wouldn't happen to me or mm-hmm. something like that, or in my presence, that people might have an idea to claim. It's about something. I can't believe in it.
Mm. Mm.
I can't. Never could.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so now that was a real accident.
Mm-hmm.
Happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Yeah. There's in town. We were talking about the different kind of houses. A lot of people think of haunted houses and so forth. But this makes me think just of other kinds of houses and other kinds of buildings they have in town. You were mentioning how the town has changed a lot. I noticed now Kingston must be a lot different from what it was before. Like, the place you stay in overnight in a strange town is called a... You know, they have them now in Kingston, which they didn't. Did they always use? You know, the places where like visitors would stay overnight.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, of course, there's been a big change in Kingston mm-hmm. since I was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a boy, I didn't get to go down like a lot of boys.
Mm-hmm.
I had to stay at home and work.
Mm-hmm.
Because then going to town, my daddy did that and bought what we had to have and back home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, he'd take us off different places, to Kingston or to Hammond, maybe the 4th of July and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I can remember when Kingston only had two or three stores there, and mm-hmm. one of them, there were two of them was big stores owned by Chillis and Martin.
Mm-hmm.
They had all kinds of stuff in that clothing of all